The Bush administration's post-war planners may be heading into some legal trouble. Administration officials have often tried to reassure Congress, saying the cost of rebuilding Iraq will be offset by oil revenue. But lawyers and analysts are raising legal questions about U.S. plans to manage Iraq's oil industry, even on a temporary basis. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Bush administration officials are scrambling to find a legal framework for their post-war plans for Iraq's oil sector. David Goldwyn, a former State Department lawyer and former senior Energy Department official, had this analysis.
Absent the existence of a UN regime, the U.S. might well have the right to liquidate Iraqi oil resources and use them to help the Iraqi people. But the existence of the UN Oil for Food program and resolutions which the U.S. wrote after the first Gulf War create a different circumstance.
Goldwyn said he doubts any legitimate oil company would even consider purchasing Iraqi oil outside the UN program, and he said no company would sign long-term production or exploration deals either under U.S. occupation or under an interim Iraqi authority. A report by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Baker Institute at Rice University also called for UN oversight to the Iraqi oil industry, a sort of international trusteeship. Negotiating these arrangements would fall in part to the Assistant Secretary of State for International Organizations, Kim Holmes.
The oil reserves of Iraq will be intended for and used for the purposes of the Iraqi people. And that is just a bottom line bedrock principle.
Holmes sounded optimistic about negotiating with UN Security Council members on the many legal issues surrounding the Iraqi oil sector. He downplayed the angry atmosphere in the council leading up to the war in Iraq.
We don't feel any need to mend fences. We don't think that we broke any fences.
But some fence mending might be needed right here in Washington, where the State Department and the Pentagon are locked in a dispute about post-war reconstruction plans. Many industry analysts are raising questions about the Pentagon's preference to send a former U.S. oil executive to Iraq. The former CEO of Shell, Philip Carroll, is expected to join the Bush administration's post-war reconstruction team. Robert Ebel of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says a U.S. expert could serve a purpose in helping to assess the health of Iraq's oil sector, but that expert's role should be limited.
I think we have to be very careful that we don't come in and tell the Iraqis how to run their oil industry. You know, they know very well how to do it. In fact, they've done a rather admirable job holding the industry together as long as they have.
Another note of caution came from Goldwyn, the former Energy Department official.
It is unlikely and unwise to expect that former U.S. oil officials will have actual authority to make long-term decisions over Iraq's oil sector. It will be very hard for the administration to deflect criticism that this is a war for oil if it does not share responsibility and authority over the future of Iraq's oil sector with the international community.
And that may send the administration back to the UN Security Council, where it could face yet another confrontation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.